Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Relationship Flow. While we're on the road back from the airport, dropping off our son to go to Budapest and Ukraine during a war in Israel and a war in Ukraine, I wanted to get my wife's, my soulmate, aka at TeenyPop613, Masha Goldschmidt's vibe, having a son in the war in Gaza. Now, how long now? How long has he been there?
6 weeks
with no phone call.
One
permitted army phone call.
A few minutes.
And then there was the whole time since Simchas Torah, which has been more than 60 days.
He hasn't been home.
He hasn't been home, and we've only seen him once in that whole time period on the border of Gaza. We went to visit him.
Not the border.
It was near enough.
Near to his base.
Yeah, it was near enough. It was at the border. So we had to drive through those towns on the way there. Pretty intense. So how you been doing? It's been a long time, and I'm catching you
by surprise.
Yeah, no, not really. You knew.
Yeah, I knew.
And you're in a talkative mood anyway, because it's like 5:30 in the morning.
I knew you were gonna do this because I haven't stopped talking since we left. Just to keep myself calm.
Fine. So now you've got two sons that you can.
Yeah.
You've been
as
worried.
I said, the funny thing is, I'm more nervous about Menachem Dov. In a way,
our third
you're going
son.
To no going to Uman because
first he's going to Budapest, so that'll be
right
interesting.
Because that's like more like unknown, even though like other kids, you know, for kids like has done it before, he went at this age as well for the first time.
Right,
but I'm not more responsible and stuff, it's just I just have to now do extra breathing. Just surrender extra to Hashem. At the end of the day, I'm not in control. Gave all the guidance that I can, like all the tips and all the things like to be aware of. So like I can't do more than that, and I can't wrap up my kids and never let them go out and do anything. They've got to find themselves and figure themselves out and go on their journey. Just,
what about wrapping up your husband?
What? What did you say?
This relationship flow, wrapping up your husband.
He wrapped up enough. Totally.
What about rapping a song?
Yeah, you can get other people to do that.
Have you been tearful? I think you've been really, pretty strong.
I've been strong. I could cry at the drop of a hat, but more because I miss Barkin's son so much, but I'm not worried in the sense that like he's doing what he has to do, and like when Hashem's in control, there's nothing like it's totally out of my control. This whole story, it's so beyond us, and.
How often do you hear about Barkitok's situation, our first son's? How often is he updated?
We get every day if they are they're like on the WhatsApp group, the representative will say that they're okay. We don't know anything else, just him.
We've had like one or two vague pictures. And he looks very happy though.
Yeah, he looks happy.
Being strong.
And when I did speak to him, he sounds good. Really good morale up there. Everyone is like very motivated to do what they have to do. I'm proud,
yeah,
honestly.
I'm also very proud of
them. You know, and any photographs that I have from like the time that he left, like when, before he had to give his phone in, like if he sent me any photographs or when there was the one time that we could go visit before they went into Gaza. 1 second, car's doing. It's like dangerously slow the way this car's driving.
Sure.
Not that I really want to hoot in the middle of the road, you never know.
Some
dangerous person, I'm just going to go into the next lane.
Well done.
And some people are scared to drive at this time.
That's true. Oh, it's that same woman before.
The same lady.
Who overtook us.
Wait, now police needs to go fast ahead of me.
Well done.
Some people are so tired to drive at this time. She looks like she's actually, I hope she's not falling asleep, honestly. She's going in and out of the lanes.
Well, she'll be alright.
No, seriously. She's going in and out of the lanes.
Because you're lucky, because you have your husband next to you.
No, I'm very used to, basically, I fall asleep very early at night, and then I always wake up at like 3 in the morning. So for me, like, it's my peak. I get good
So those photo albums you made,
so basically
you included pictures.
Any photos, so basically all the photographs that he was able to send from his phone before he handed his phone in, before they went to Taza, and then
a few of those paintings.
There were a few photographs that reservists took, and they went out of Azza, and they sent it to me. So basically I've made a photo album so that on Shabbos we can look at the pictures.
And a painting you did and a painting Rifkala did.
Yeah, the cover
did.
Of the album is
oldest daughter.
One painting I did, one painting my oldest daughter did for the cover of the album. Because I got two, basically I got those little like soft albums because then it's more easy to take around if I would want to put it in my handbag. But I haven't been that crazy yet.
Yet.
And then I'm just going
to
go.
Well, we'd much prefer to have him in person. Then.
Yeah, so anyway, and then also basically the idea is that when he gets back, and then
you've even got ready his room and stuff.
Yeah, everything's
right?
ready. So basically, when he gets back, then he can look at the pictures to internalize everything. And also, this is like part of history. He can take these photographs with him and show them to his children and his grandchildren. And
This is historical.
Amazing. Yeah. It's scary. And
you have to realize we're part of history. This is like,
Yeah.
Hopefully for the good, good part of it. I mean, it's all for the good, but in like in a rebuild sense.
Look, at the end of the day, I'm just really, honestly, like, I'm trying to like allow myself to feel. At the same time, like, what's keeping me going is that I just really want to keep functional, because I know that for him the most important thing was when he went. Like, he wasn't even worried about himself or what could happen to him. He should be healthy and well and come back safely in one piece and alive. But he was worried if I'm going to be okay, like how I'm going to be, and if anything does happen, if I'm going to be okay. And so I really just want to try and keep strong that, like,
and like also, and like soldiers that we know, he's doing it for the pure reasons of protecting his family and friends,
And I also like, so what's keeping also that to keep functional, that know that, like, if he would like walk in the door to surprise me, like at any moment, I'm ready for him. I'm dressed. I'm ready.
You're like doing
functional laundry
every 5 minutes.
Literally, like
I put a t-shirt in the wash, and then 5 minutes later, it's ready.
Not 5 minutes, but basically, like
for the next day, I could be wearing.
I've never been so on top of laundry. Meaning, I've always wash, but packing everything away. And usually, people have to rummage through until. Yeah.
You put yourself a gun with his recommendations. Thing. Now you're using that for mugging double the dog.
Well, I'm not using it, but it's.
Well,
on me,
you
just
are.
In
by
case.
Having it, it's preventative.
Yeah.
And what else? You're teaching, you've got full classes this week, exercise, you're busy. Married to me, full time job.
Very full time job.
Having children. Other needs, driving our son to the airport now.
I think it's also
at
like
3:30, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Getting ready for Hanukkah. This is the first festival
also, like,
since the war started.
The thing about like each kid is their own person, and they're all different, and they've all got their different like needs emotionally and physically, and
including me.
And it's a real thing. So like, I'm the kind of mother and person that like really wants to always be able to be there for my children, and I'm going to, but obviously like it does take a lot of emotional energy and physical energy, and I really have to make sure that I have time to kind of give to myself and recharge, because a lot of the time I'm running on like flat batteries. And then I'm not like going to be good for, not really good for anybody. So then, well, I went too far for a second. That's not good. So I'm like trying to like treat myself here and there.
on a good note,
anyway,
we're having Hanukkah.
Yeah, and this Shabbos Hanukkah is going to be a very quiet one. It's our anniversary.
22 years married. Big accomplishment.
Three children.
That's a Hanukkah miracle.
Be in the house. It's going to be different.
Hanukkah 22 is the same numerical value as Boch. Megillah v'Nisbachah Boch. I rejoice.
It's actually more years. Like we got married when we were 21. Now beat the age that we basically. We're married for almost half our life.
More than a half our life, I think.
Because we're 43 and 22, 44. Yeah. So it's basically,
majority.
So
marriage is a big part of our life, and we have to thank each other, thank Hashem. We have our soulmate connection, because that's what's keeps us
married.
And we had six beautiful souls came down during Hanukkah, literally, because we have a family of eight flames, like the Hanukkah light.
That's a bit abstract. They weren't born on Hanukkah.
No, they all were, in a spiritual sense.
Actually, our son is in the army. He's the only child that was born in the summer.
Yes. And our third son was born.
But everybody else.
Just before
all
Hanukkah.
All the other kids are more around this time of year. And the son who we just took to the airport, his birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
His Hebrew birthday. So he's just 16.
Yes. Part of the scariness flying to Europe as a 16-year-old. Well, Hashem, look, we have a big thank you, Hashem, and it obviously shows if we're going to do this relationship podcast, we have sort of definitely a lot of experience in the marriage and relationship flow.
Ups and downs, highs and lows.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful that we're married and I have my soulmate. I think you're an amazing person and I wish you Mazel Tov. I even made you a card. Did you see it yet?
No.
Put it next to your bed. You've been so busy you didn't even notice it.
No.
So we still have another day or two to open it. And then we have Hanukkah tonight. Can you believe it?
Oh, right.
First flame tonight.
Light candles and go teach two classes.
Yeah, I've got a class as well. So we're busy, but for good things. We're thankful. Hanukkah's a big time to be thankful. We're thankful that we're all healthy. And hopefully in our next relationship flow, we'll just be sharing good news. That all our sons came back healthy and well, and we can celebrate the full family together in our home. And we hope the same for, just like in our home,
we're going into
same.
Tunnels. I don't know if you're going to get good sound.
No, it's fine. And we hope for the same for all of our people that should be celebrating with their family healthy and well.
All the hostages should come back.
Amen.
And celebrate Hanukkah with their family.
Amen. And the whole of Israel should just be blessed with good news. And the world should realize that we're a beautiful nation of soul and wisdom and light. And we're here to be lit and light up the world with love and goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Share your relationship flow.